It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Getting nervous about putting information online? I can't blame you, especially if you're a Sony customer. Last week, we told you about a hack of the PlayStation Network. Up to 77 million people had personal information stolen, but not, as far as we know, credit card details. Well, this week we learned about a second hack at Sony, at their online entertainment network. In this one, over 23,000 customers had credit or debit card details stolen. Sony says the information was from 2007, data from 4 years ago, just sitting on servers. Chet Wisniewski is with the security firm Sophos.
It may be more common than we might like to think, and that a lot of organizations have done a lot of acquisitions the last few years, and a lot of times this can be a side effect of acquiring another company and their data and, you know, migrating it and not always having a good idea of all the different assets that may be around.
When milk hits an expiration date, it gets tossed out. Chet says data doesn't work like that.
Many organizations I've worked with in the past generally keep any kind of active account for a year after it's been used, but there doesn't seem to be any specific rules on how long that data is retained or where it's stored.
Not really any laws govern the storage of old customer data.
That's Erica Newland from the Center for Democracy and Technology. She says at the moment we're kind of in the Wild West when it comes to data retention.
The United States has no law that broadly protects consumer data, whether that's new data or data that's been hanging out since 2007. Congress has been paying a lot of attention lately to how much consumer data our smartphones, online service providers, and even our gaming consoles are collecting and retaining. And bills have been introduced in both the House and the Senate to try to create a baseline privacy law that would protect consumer data. The Rush bill in the House has received a good bit of attention and is a fantastic bill, and the Terry McCain Privacy Bill of Rights in the Senate.
The Rush bill that you mentioned, that's Congressman Bobby Rush.
It's Congressman Bobby Rush from Illinois.
So how do other countries approach these issues?
Europe has had a data privacy law since 1995, and that has really been the model for many countries around the world as they've looked to implement consumer privacy law. The U.S. is one of only two Western countries that does not have baseline consumer privacy protections. The other country is Turkey.
The new bills that are being talked about, will those bills include any provisions about how long companies can keep data?
Both of the two bills that I mentioned earlier have what are called data minimization provisions. And these provisions require that companies only collect the data they need to fulfill a legitimate or authorized purpose, and then they only retain it for as long as is necessary to fulfill that purpose. The bills do not provide very specific prescriptive language about how long data can be retained or exactly what type of data can be collected, because that's really going to depend on the industry.
Sony now says it's hiring three security firms to help deal with these hacks. There's a hearing on data theft today at the House of Representatives. It's partly in response to the Sony situation. Time to improve your tech vocabulary.
Robot.
Robot is the official term for what are essentially pirate robots. A company called Recon Robotics is working with the Navy on a robot that can be launched onto the side of a ship, then climb up, jump the rail, and snoop around. Like a pirate, except no sword in its teeth. Who is this meant to be used against? Real pirates. Piracy is a growing problem worldwide, and Throwbot can be used to gather intelligence before a raid. Best of all, it won't drink up all the rum. And if Throwbot's parts break, they could be covered with eye patches or replaced with wooden pegs. No word on whether Throwbot will get along with your pet parrot.
Throwbot.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.